Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things, both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations, over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe.
Reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have a prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoings, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus began to speak in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
I like this new arrangement. That's nice. I liked it when y'all were out here, but I like this too, because I don't have to feel like my back's to you all the time. That's good to do. As you noticed, if you were following along on your scorecard. Yeah, you can't know the players without the scorecard, right? I did read part of last week's gospel this week because I wanted to make it clear that really this is all last week and this week really all one big story. It's really not just what we heard last week as a separate thing from what we heard this week. You can't really have what happened in this week's pericope without understanding or remembering what was the initial speech that prompted what happened in this story today. I would say that Jesus made at least one mistake, and possibly two, probably two, let's see, as I, in terms of how I relate to this. You know, he first thing was when they handed him the scroll of Isaiah and he rolled it out to that particular spot, and he said that, you know, he sent me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Well, I don't think very many of them were poor. And I don't think very many of them were blind or captives or oppressed. Mistake one, know your audience. Preach to your audience. Well, it really wasn't a mistake because he did know his audience and he was preaching directly to them. But they didn't want to hear what he was saying. So they, you know, they kind of probably closed their ears. So then when he put the scroll down and he said, here's mistake two. Today, this is fulfilled in your hearing. Mistake two. Don't blow your own horn. If it were just any other preacher, you'd say, well, the sermon's not about me. You know, not about me. The Word of God is not about me. Well, if he were just any old preacher, that would be a mistake. But the problem is that this was a special preacher and nobody really realized that, and it was about him. Red flags for the audience that he knew only too well. One of the highlights of my trip to the Holy Land 10 years ago now was going to the town of Nazareth. We spent a night there and had a chance to tour the church that's built over the the spot where they think he grew up, in Nazareth, in Galilee. And it's very interesting because it's a contrast city, small city, but a contrast city. And by that, I mean this. The church there is brand new. I mean, it's relatively new. I'm probably done in the 20th century. And it's built over the old church, which they think might have been where he grew up. So the contrast is between the new and the old. His audience was thinking old, and he was thinking new. You see, Jesus had his face forward. And I don't think they were necessarily facing backwards, but they certainly weren't facing forward. Otherwise, they would have heard in his words, we have a challenge. We have things we need to do in this world. We need to reach out to the poor, the oppressed, the blind, those in prison. And they wanted to hear, what are you doing for me? He was wanting them to say, what can God's love through you do for others? He wanted to face forward. They were only hearing, isn't this the guy who grew up here? Wasn't his father that carpenter? You know, and don't we know his brothers and sisters? How can he talk like this? How can he say, you know, reach out to all these other people? But he knew what they were thinking, and he said, the scripture is full of examples of the fact that God's love is for everybody. In Elijah's time, Elijah ministered to a widow, poor, who was oppressed by her poverty. In fact, she was about to run out of food. And yet he perpetrated a miracle so that she might have life and have it more abundantly. Catch that New Testament phrase. And there were people that were sick in that part of the world in the time of his successor, Elisha. But Elisha, instead of healing lepers here, healed a leper from another country. How could we be more concerned about people from other countries than about us? Sound familiar? But what Jesus was saying to them, it ain't us versus them. It's us versus us. And us and them. And they were saying, well, maybe we'll agree with you that, yeah, it's us and them, but it's us first. We're first. Fix us first, and then we'll fix other people. It doesn't work like that. We're all broken. We're all poor. We're all oppressed. We're all blind. And if we wait until we fixed all those things before we do anything for the other poor, blind, oppressed, imprisoned people in the world, we're never going to do anything. And remember, too, that the bottom line, the thing that undergirds this whole thing, is when Jesus said, what is God's basic commandment? What is his basic challenge? Love. Love the Lord your God with all your soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor the same way that you love your very self. You cannot truly follow God's love without accepting this, even though it's hard, because ourselves are continually getting in the way. So what did they do? Well, you see, this is probably Luke's first story of a premonition of the passion of Jesus that was to come. Years ago, I used to have a record when my son, now 38, was a little boy. It was the Muppet Show, you know. And after they have this great new dun dun da dun da dun 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 da dun da dun Muppet song, da 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 da, everybody's cheering and clapping after the first song, and the two old guys, right, Waldorf and Astoria, are up in the balcony, and they're cheering and clapping. Yay, that was great. That was wonderful. Wasn't it terrific? Oh, that was so great. They were so good. Well, they were okay. You know, they could have been better. Yeah, you know, they were all right. But, you know, they really weren't all that good. They're just one of us. They're just us. They're just part of us. So they're really not very good. Boo, boo, hiss, hiss, get them out of here. That's what happened. When he came as the conquering hero, the hometown boy done good, they were all cheering and clapping and so glad. But then when he made these mistakes, it was like what was going to come in Jerusalem. They turned into an angry mob. And they took him to the cliff on which the town, on the hill on which the town was built. Actually, it isn't, but there are some high places near there, and they could have taken him all the way to them. It's neat, you can see him off in the distance. But that's beside the point. The point is, they took him to the cliff, and they were about to throw him off when a miracle occurred. It's like what he had said to his mom in John's gospel, "My hour has not yet come." And I don't know why they stopped and let go of him and didn't toss him on over then. But the scripture says, he passed right through them. Now, I've seen a lot of Jesus movies, and I'm sure you have too. But none of them depict this that I'm aware of, or that I've seen, or that I can recall if I did. The scene of him passing right through them. And I've tried to imagine how that worked. Put on your imagination thinking caps for a minute. What do you think happened? How did that work? The closest thing I can imagine is when we pass the peace. When you try to pass through everybody. You try to make contact somehow with everybody in the whole place. And I'd like to think that what he did was to pass through in such a way that almost everybody there had to look him in the eye. Had to have him look them in the eye. Well, what would you say, or what would you think, if Jesus looked you in the eye, and you looked Jesus in the eye? My fantasy is that the eye contact with Jesus would be that when he saw them, he knew them. And he called them. And then when they looked him in the eye, they saw themselves. Because God so loved the world that he became one of us. That we might see ourselves and all the potential that we each have and all the possibility for love that is in each of us, but not just in us individually, but in us as a people. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And if he sees that in us, and we see that call in him, there's no doubt of what we need to do. So how can we do this? Well, it starts with the great commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 10 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen,
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look to the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
And your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, deacons, and religions.
And may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
And we also come to share in the heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret, Steve, Nicole, Courtney and J.R., John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Brian and Haley, Tay, Richard, Regina, Irene, June, Michael, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed and Pat, Alberta, Tom, Jane, Tony, Zach, Chuck and Betsy, Michael, Claire, Georgina, Joycey, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Jean, Richard, Jackie, Pat, Morgan Ray, Raphael, Betty, Randy, Judy, Jeff, Norman Barber, Patricia, Norma, Elaine, Sherry, Jason, Corey. Send your spirit upon this congregation and its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person.
Lord,
turn us into your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths.
Lord,
turn us into your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's needs. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially John Hawkins, Gene Sieg, Joseph Kemp, Joan Guthrie, Amy Simon, and Pete Bartholomew. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Joan and Bob Guthrie. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Yes.
Made it here once in the last couple of months, but I'm sure glad to be back with y'all, and sorry I was kept out for a while. Doing much better. Sciatica is subsided to where I can function, so that's it's still with me, but I can at least function now. Dee, do we have anything from the parish that needs to be shared that I don't know about because I ain't been around?
Keep your delegates in your thoughts and prayers as we head to convention. As a reminder, your delegates are Sally Seed, James Campbell, and myself. So keep us in your prayers.
Thanks. And that is happening this week. Our diocese is meeting for their annual business and communication celebration. So please do, as Dee suggested, keep them in your prayers. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation. In the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as
gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died, rose, and lives for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now into God's gracious mercy and protection we commit ourselves. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the light of God's countenance lift us up and give us power and peace to know and to do God's will this day and evermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.